This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. The timeless stories of the national pastime are told every day in Cooperstown, but during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum Summer Author Series programs, individual tales of the game's fascinating past come to life through the writers who have chronicled that history. The Fall Hall of Fame is hosting 14 author series events throughout this summer, bringing noted baseball authors to Cooperstown for special lectures and book signings. And coming up this Wednesday, June 27th, it's Ballpark Mysteries, The Cardinal's Caper by David Kelly. Prolific author David Kelly's latest presents the story of a special day in St. Louis, with a pregame celebration full of Clydesdale horses making their way around the stadium. Our fictional heroes Mike and Kate meet the horses and the Dalmatian that rides along with them. And during the game, they find out the Dalmatian is missing. They rush to investigate and find a ransom note which says that the criminal will return the dog in exchange for one of St. Louis's World Series trophies. Happy to have David Kelly join me here on Speaking of Writers. David, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you very much. It's really great to join you and to be able to talk about books and writing and baseball, of course.
Yeah, let's start with, first of all, the Ballpark Mysteries series. How did you come up with that, and how did you get this thing started?
So, sure. So, the Ballpark Mysteries series is a series of chapter books for kids in grades 2, 3, and 4, sort of ages 6 to 9, good for both boys and girls. And I have two sons, and when they were playing a lot of baseball, oh, maybe 10 years ago, I was watching them play baseball. They were watching baseball on TV, and they were also reading a lot of books. And they actually were reading baseball books, and they were reading, other sports books, and they were also reading mysteries. And I thought, you know, I should look for some sports mysteries, maybe some baseball mysteries or football mysteries, because they would just eat those up. And I looked around in bookstores and libraries, and basically all I found were kind of sports books or mystery books. I didn't find any sports mysteries, and I thought, this seems like a really great idea. Somebody should write some sports mystery books. And that's how I came up with the idea for the Ballpark Mysteries. And the Ballpark Mysteries, basically, I had the idea of putting a mystery in each baseball stadium. So it starts off with a Boston Red Sox mystery. Second book, of course, is a New York Yankees mystery. And then I've been kind of working through the ballparks over the past 10 years. And we're up to number, I think, 15 right now with a couple of super specials. So I'm working my way through the ballparks.
Yeah, like you said, you started out with Fenway, which is close to you. You and your family live just outside of Boston. You mentioned the Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Wrigley, San Francisco, Phillies, Blue Jays, Tigers, the Rangers, D.C., and now the Cardinals caper this year. You also have the super specials. You got two of those, right? The World Series Curse and Christmas in Cooperstown.
That's right. The World Series Curse super special came out a couple of years ago, and it's a little bit longer, about 20 pages longer, a little bit more mystery. And it's a mystery, a World Series mystery between the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs. So it actually came out before the Cubs won the World Series, and I think my two main characters, Mike and Kate, helped maybe solve the mystery of the Cubs missing World Series win. So they won the World Series shortly after that book came out.
We're talking to David Kelly here on Speaking of Writers. His new one is the Ballpark Mystery Series is The Cardinal's Caper. He will be at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, part of the Summer Author Series, coming up this Wednesday, June 27th at 1 o'clock. I wanted to ask you, David, you're a former Little League right fielder. Have you made it around to every Major League park?
I have not made it around every Major League park, and actually just, I wasn't a great Little League right fielder. I was actually kind of average at baseball, but I did enjoy my playing days, and that's one of the things that's fun about writing the books. But, of course, the other thing that's fun about writing the Ballpark Mysteries is actually getting to visit the ballparks and stadiums. So I've been to probably about 20 out of the 30 baseball stadiums. I actually travel to each stadium before I write the book, and what I do is I do about a week's worth of research. I go to two or three baseball games. I take a tour of the park just the way you would take a tour of the park, and then I look around the city to see what's interesting, to see what my characters might want to do. Some of the books take place only in the stadiums. Others take place in the city, like the San Francisco one takes place at Alcatraz as well as on the cable cars. And I try to work in whatever history I can of the team or of important players or of important events in the team or stadium's history. And so that's one of the things I'm looking for when I'm doing that research, because I want things that are going to capture people's attention. And that's I try to build the mystery kind of around that.
David, how did you create the characters Mike and Kate?
Well, that's a good question. When I started out writing, I actually thought it would be fun to put my sons in the book, since they were reading the books and they were the inspiration. I put them in the book along with one of their friends. I wrote a draft of the first Red Sox mystery, spent about a year on it, sent it into an editor at Random House, and they read it and said it's terrible. There wasn't a chance in the world they'd publish it. But luckily, they gave me some feedback of things to change. And one of the things they said I needed to work on was my characters. And they basically said my characters were too flat. There's no information about them. They didn't add much to the story. So at that point, I decided to step back and kind of come up with new characters. I thought two would be easier to work with than three. And I wanted characters that were going to help me tell a story. So each of them has some characteristics. So, for example, in the stories, Mike is the baseball expert. Even though Kate knows a lot about baseball, Mike is the one that shares information with us. He also carries a tennis ball or a baseball with him everywhere he goes, and sometimes they use that to kind of help find clues in the mysteries, like playing catch and spying on somebody. And Kate, she has other capabilities. She reads a lot. She's very smart, so she knows a lot about other things going on. She also speaks Spanish, and that actually became important when they went down to the Miami Marlins. They're at a Miami Marlins baseball game trying to spy on somebody a couple of rows ahead of them at the baseball game, but the people are speaking in Spanish, so Kate has to go up there and translate. So I came up with characters that had some characteristics that were going to help them solve the mystery, or help me solve the mysteries in each of the books. And so far they've worked out really well. Both boys and girls identify with them. And the other thing I forgot to mention is that these books are great because you can read them in any order. So we're up to number 15 or 16, but you can pick your favorite team. You can pick a team you want to learn about. You can start at the beginning. You can start with the super specials. It's really kind of mix and match, however you want to do it.
We're chatting with David Kelly. His ballpark mystery series, The Cardinal's Caper, is the new one this year, number 14. He will be at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the museum's author's series. That's happening this Wednesday, June 27th at 1 o'clock. And the author's events are free with admission as well. They'll be in the Bullpen Theater, again, 1 o'clock this Wednesday. What's been the feedback? What do you get from readers from the series?
Well, the feedback has been really great. I do a lot of school visits, taking the books out to schools, and kids are really engaged because the books also have their kind of realistic fiction. So they have this mystery set in a real place, in a real baseball stadium or real city. And then I also have an appendix that has fun facts or information about the teams or important players in the stadiums. And some readers, like reluctant readers, they tend to really glom on to that nonfiction information in the books. They like the idea that it's set in a real place. I also get a lot of feedback from kids that are just, you know, starting to read on their own. So, again, it's kind of second, third grade. They're able to master the books, and they're able to read more than one. So that's the series concept is really great. And then they also love, of course, you know, you have baseball fans. So everybody loves their own team. They love to read about their team. And one of the funny things that's kind of been occurring over the past couple of years, I'm now getting feedback from fans that are actually kind of building families that are building their vacations around these books because they've read the books and now they want to go visit the stadiums and see what my characters saw. So that's kind of fun for me as an author to see how they're impacting people kind of in the real world and what they're doing, you know, in their own vacation plans.
All right, number 15 is going to be based where?
15 is actually, it's going to be based, I think, in Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles book is coming out in February, but before that, actually in August, we have a book that New York listeners are going to be excited about. It's another super special number 3. It's the Subway Series Surprise, and it's a Mets versus Yankees Subway Series book. So I'm really looking forward to that one, as well as the Baltimore Orioles. And then next summer, I have another super special coming out. It's going to be a Little League World Series mystery. So lots more ballpark mysteries, you know, in process.
Mark Myers does the illustrations in these books. How did you get together with Mark?
Well, that's great. Yeah, Mark has done a great job of illustrating all 15 or 16 of these books so far. I've actually never met Mark, and I've never even talked to him. My editor at Random House, she selected the illustrator along with the art director at Random House. So Random House is the publisher, and they kind of decide, you know, who the artist should be. I do get to see the sketches. So usually when we start a book, I write the book, I send it for editing. Once it goes through editing, then they, I guess, send it to him, and they assign him pictures basically as one illustration for each chapter. I usually get to see early sketches, give a little feedback, and, you know, then I see the final sketches. So it's really exciting to work with an illustrator who, you know, basically puts your characters on paper and in situations, and it's a lot of fun for me as an author to see that visually.
David A. Kelly, he's got the Ballpark Mystery Series, he's got the Super Specials, and as he just mentioned, one coming out here in August, the Subway Series, and the MVP Series as well. You do have a website, too. It's davidakellybooks, all one word, .com for more info on this terrific series for kids, the Ballpark Mystery Series. The Cardinals Caper is the new one, and David Kelly, you can see him in person at the Baseball Hall of Fame, again, part of the Author Series this summer. It is this Wednesday, June 27th at 1 p.m. at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. David, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking to you, and I hope to see lots of people at the Hall of Fame on Wednesday. Thank you.
All right, and this is Speaking of Writers, and that's Capital Region Sunday, a production of Town Square Media Albany for this week. We're back again next week with another edition. I'm Steve Richards.